2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 4. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. 1 Peter 2:21-23. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving you a model so that you may follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was guile found in his mouth, who being reviled did not revile in return, suffering, he did not threaten but kept committing all to him who judges righteously. The word model in 1 Peter 2:21 has been spoiled by common usage. Literally, the Greek word means a writing copy, an underwriting for students to use in tracing letters as they learn to draw them. In ancient times, teachers would write letters on writing material, and those letters became a master copy. Another piece of writing material was put upon the master copy. Then the children would practice writing by tracing the letters from the master copy onto their copy. The Lord Jesus has set his life before us as an underwriting for us to copy by tracing and following his steps. Today's reading. It is not God's intention, however, that we try to imitate Christ by our own effort. We know from experience that trying to imitate Christ does not work. We are not able to imitate him. What we need is not imitation, but reproduction. Outwardly Christ is our model, and inwardly he is our person, living in us, being formed in us, and making his home in us. Through this process we become a reproduction of the original, a reproduction of Christ as our model. We need to become Christ's reproduction, copies of Christ, by experiencing a process that involves the riches of the divine life. When this process is completed, we shall become a reproduction of Christ. When anyone observes the expression of the triune God from within a believer, this indicates that such a believer has become a reproduction of Christ, the model. The manner of life that expresses the process triune God is a reproduction of Christ. As a model to the believers, Christ is the original used for making a reproduction of himself. In order to understand Christ as our model, we need experience. From experience we know that as we enjoy Christ day by day, we are undergoing the process of spiritual reproduction to make us living copies of Christ. To become the reproduction of Christ is very different from trying to imitate him. To illustrate, a man may set an example for a monkey to stand upright, and the monkey stands up, imitating the man. Then the man walks, and the monkey imitates him by walking on 2 feet. But after the imitation is finished, the man leaves, and the monkey goes back to walking on all fours. At least to a certain extent, those teachers who instruct believers to imitate Christ are like a man training a monkey to imitate a human being. Trying to imitate Christ in such a way simply does not work. Therefore, I do not encourage you to imitate Christ. Instead, I would point you to his riches. I would point you to him as the one living in us, being formed in us, and making his home in us so that we may undergo the process of becoming the reproduction of Christ as our model. As we read 1 Peter 2:18-25, we see that Peter was very rich in experience. In this portion he speaks of grace, the writing copy, the Savior, the Shepherd, and the Overseer. Christ is the life within us, and he is also the model for us to follow. If we live by Christ as our inward life, that is, by the indwelling Christ himself, we will undergo the process of spiritual Xeroxing to become a reproduction of Christ. At the same time, we will experience him as the Savior saving us, as the Shepherd leading and guiding us, and as the Overseer caring for us. May we all practice to enjoy Christ according to what is revealed in these verses. May we all enjoy Him as grace, as the model, and as the wonderful Savior, Shepherd, and Overseer. This is the end of today's morning revival.